Oh, sweetie, welcome home. You worked a lot longer than usual today. Did your boss make you do overtime again? You know, you really don't need to be doing all that. We're pretty stable and... Oh, it wasn't overtime? Don't worry about it. Do you want to eat dinner together with me? I was waiting for you to start eating, but, you know, you came later than expected. Oh no, yeah, go change out of your work clothes. I'll wait for you in the dining room. I don't think I have the courage to ask him about it. I mean, I don't think he'll cheat on me, would he? Am I that undesirable? No, I completely trust him. There's no way he would do that. Right? I mean, she looked a lot different than me. Is that his type? No, I'm just overthinking it. I should probably ask him as soon as possible. You know, before I spiral. Okay. I'll try to ask after dinner. But seriously, maybe I'm not overthinking it? She was like really handsy with him. Hugging his arm like that. They are way too buddy-buddy to be just friends. And recently, he's been having a lot of phone calls from... What was their name again? I don't remember. But it was a girl. I think it was the same woman that he went out with today. I wonder if I can... Oh, honey, you're back. You wanna eat dinner now? Sure, I'll go reheat it for you. Just sit down. So, have you been making any new friends lately? In the office or outside of it? Oh, you know, it's really good to be social and stuff. In particular, any women friends? Oh, I was just curious, that's all. I've just been seeing a lot of, Am I the Asshole Reddit posts, and I guess I kinda got carried away. But it's totally okay if you make new friends. Women friends. Although if you do hang out with them outside of the office, I would, kinda appreciate you telling me, you know. So I know your whereabouts, that's all. Weird? I'm not acting weird. I think you're acting weird. Sorry. I just... Whatever. Oh, good timing. Dinner's ready. There we go. I tried a new recipe today. I hope you'll like it. The grocery store we usually go to didn't have all the ingredients for some reason. So I went to the furthest supermarket, and I saw you, they were having a really good special on, steaks. So I made sure to pick some up for the week. I hope you look forward to, steak dinners. I swear I'm fine. I think I'm... I think I might just be sick. Let's just finish eating, okay? It is getting kind of late. You have work tomorrow too, right? Are you going to return home late as well? Nothing. We'll talk about it later. A good dinner, a nice cozy shower, and now we're both in our comfy bed. Well, sweetie, good night. What's wrong? No, I haven't been acting weird today. I told you I might just be sick, that's all. Besides, I... You should probably pick that up, huh? Is it from her again? No, it's fine. Just go pick it up. I wouldn't want to keep her waiting if I were you. I told you, nothing's wrong. So are you gonna pick up the phone or not? You declined the call? But why would you do that? Hey, sweetie. Are you getting bored of me? You know, I just... You know how... You said you weren't working overtime today? And you returned home late? Well, I know why you returned home late, but... I kinda wanted to hear you say it out of your own mouth. You see, when I went to the other supermarket, I saw you and the woman. I saw her linking arms with you and, you know, really happy and giggling and stuff, and you seemed to be the same. So I just wanted you to be honest, and if you're really not into me anymore, then you can just tell me and break up with me and get with her, you know? What? Why are you laughing? This is serious, you know? I usually think accusing your partner of cheating is a little too much, especially without, talking to them first, but it seemed really obvious, you know? Huh? Cousin? Oh, I didn't know you were close to your cousin like that. She broke up with her boyfriend and you were comforting her? I'm sorry for, misunderstanding. You know, you and your cousin really don't look alike. Oh, sweetie, I'm so, so sorry. I'm super, duper, duper sorry. I spent the rest of the day kinda sad and upset at you, but I didn't think this was the reality. Aww, I'm sorry. And then you can apologize to your cousin too. I'm sure I just made it really awkward now, but you're free to hang out with her whenever you want. Is there anything I can do for you to forgive me? I mean, I know you're not really upset with me. You probably think this was really silly, but... I feel super, super stupid and guilty. Fine. If you can't give me something to do, then I'll just take the lead. There. I'm on top of you now. Sitting on your lap as you're laying on the bed. Now you have nowhere to go. I know it has been a while, but... Can I kiss you? I mean, I have to ask for permission just in case. You know, in case I kinda ruined, the whole vibe and stuff, and... Oh, I can? Okay, well, this is the first time I'm taking the lead, but, I'll try my best. Just close your eyes first. Come on, close your eyes. I can't lean down while you're staring at me like this. I'll get too nervous. Okay, here it goes. There, how was it? Do you forgive me now? More? But I... No, I wanna be your good girl. I'll try again. Oh, hey, where are you putting your hands? You're not making this fair, you know. So tiring. Are you gonna forgive me now? Hey, I told you it's unfair when you're touching me like that. If kissing's not enough, then I guess I can do more. Besides, I like making you feel good.